Dr. Shelley Stewart is the founder and board president of the Matthew C. Stewart Foundation, a national nonprofit created in honor of his mother that helps reduce the dropout rate nationwide. He was born in the segregated South and says that his first mentor, a first grade teacher, encouraged him to stay in school. Because of that, Stewart says he overcame abandonment, child abuse, poverty, and homelessness.
It starts with relationships at an early age in life, and the relationship has to go continuously.
Stewart says that if educators, parents, and the whole community are committed to educate children, many of them would become accomplished adults. His documentary, Inside Out, explores the consequences of dropping out of school.
Where would I be? What would I be doing, and what kind of impact would I have in society if I would have chosen to remain in school, to get the proper education that my parents was encouraging me to get?
The common thread among the film's subjects, they all dropped out from school, and they all ended up in prison cells.
If you don't have an education, chances are you're going to end up in a place just like this or worse.
Stewart says the lack of education creates a border between the political power, the educated electorate, and the rest.
And if you take politics and education and put on the same table, education is going out of the window, and politics takes over there. So through the years, America has dealt more on the political side than actual education. You'll find many politicians really don't want an intelligent electorate or voter because they would lose the dominance, the control.
St. Petersburg City Council member Wenge Newton says that it is all about relationships in the community. He is involved in education programs in his Midtown district, such as mentoring Job Corps students and students in the Summer Youth Work Readiness Program.
And I truly believe if we get a good education and train up our children as the Bible says we should and the way they should go, they'll have a fruitful and full life and they can realize their full potential. We're charged with, and I believe this, that we must train up a child. And the Bible says a child. It didn't say a black child. It didn't say a white child. It didn't say your child or my child. It says train up a child. So we are charged with making sure these children are well educated so they can realize their full potential. And they'll be a better asset to the community, to the city, to the state, to this whole country.
Newton says that 2 years ago, the city was about to cut funding for some after-school programs. But since then, thanks to a new partnership, these programs still exist.
They do have funds there. We have a new partnership with JWB, the city of St. Petersburg, and we have an initiative now where they're matching $500,000 with $500,000 that we're putting up. So we got $1 million now to put tutors into each one of our rec centers and also provide for tutoring and mentorships for kids in the rec centers and provide 20 year-round jobs for the students in those rec centers. So all that came from that partnership.
Baron Kelly DeBuer attended the event with her daughter, Alexandra, a student at Perkins Elementary School.
I think that the connections that she's made at school, both with her teachers in the classroom and with the teachers that focus on the arts, have made her so motivated to be at school and to participate in all of the events that revolve around the school. And it has helped us as a family to become more involved in the school and in her education. So it seems like we're always at Perkins helping in the classroom or helping in some of the events that take place on the weekend.
Organizer Stephanie Joyner, the director of middle school education for Pinellas County Schools, says that the goal of this event is to help families successfully navigate those years between kindergarten and college.
We wanted them to know what help is available in the school and in the community, and we wanted them to know how to navigate the system. That's what our sessions are all about, is really how to navigate the system, how to make it work for you and your child. We're all about the students. We believe in 100% success for students, and together we can do it.
For more information about the foundation and to see a segment from the movie Inside Out, visit mattystewart.org. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.